Kentucky GOP Senate candidate Nate Morris suggests renaming Nobel Peace Prize after Trump for Israel, Hamas peace deal. By Elizabeth Weibel on October 8, 2025. Kentucky Senate Republican candidate Nate Morris suggested that the Nobel Peace Prize be renamed after President Donald Trump when the president announced that Israel and Hamas had signed off on the first phase of a peace plan. President Trump doesn't just deserve the Nobel Peace Prize for getting this deal across the finish line. They should rename the damn thing after him, Morris said in a post on X in response to Trump's post on Truth Social. Morris's statement came after Trump revealed in a social media post that Israel and Hamas had both signed off on the first phase of a peace plan. Trump also noted that this meant all of the hostages will be released very soon, and Israel will withdraw their troops to an agreed-upon line as the first steps toward a strong, durable, and everlasting peace. All parties will be treated fairly. Trump added in his post. This is a great day for the Arab and Muslim world. Israel, all surrounding nations, and the United States of America. And we thank the mediators from Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey, who worked with us to make this historic and unprecedented event happen. In a post on X, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed that it was a great day for Israel, and thanked Trump and his administration from the depths of his heart for their mobilization for this sacred mission of releasing the remaining hostages. Tomorrow I will convene the government to approve the agreement and bring all our dear hostages home, Netanyahu said. I thank the heroic soldiers of the IDF and all the security forces, thanks to whose courage and sacrifice we have reached this day. I thank from the depths of my heart President Trump and his team for their mobilization for this sacred mission of releasing our hostages. The Times of Israel reported that the ceasefire agreement could be signed in Egypt on Thursday.